to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020 to order. Please set everything to stun as far as your cell phones, your phones, your significant others, the television, and let's all stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mrs. Lambert, I need a roll call, please.
Tom Ruslinski.
Here.
Tom Gazdecki.
Present.
Anthony Broadnix.
Present.
Derek Nimitz, absent. Dave Castellanos.
Dave, your mic is muted. I see him, Mrs. Lambert.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker. William Baker.
Here. All right, we've got a quorum. Next up is the approval of the minutes from June 17th, 2020. Does anybody have any corrections, modifications, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, motion to approve the minutes as presented.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And commissioners, you can see if you have a red thing, you have no mic thing. So there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? If there are none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, it's out there forever. Next up is the chairman's report. I guess that would be me. Less inclined to be happy about doing this again on the computer, although it's a lot more convenient, I'll tell you that. But we're here as it relates to taking care of a $275 million man-made flood control project to do the ongoing maintenance. You're going to have issues that we see in what happened in September of 2008. We're going to continue to be engaging the entire community of the watershed to make sure that this kind of a situation that we saw in 2008 doesn't happen again. Again, this is a region effort of which has huge economic impact to the point where every year we see a $4 million influx of dollars that would normally go to flood insurance mandatory through the federal mortgage requirements that are now going into the economy. I see it as a good thing, and it happens every year. So as long as we do what we're supposed to do, that's something that will continue to be a benefit to this project. Enough of that. Next up is the finance report. We need to approve the claims for July 2020. And over the years, I've learned that I need a motion for that approval before we could have a discussion. Commissioners, that all have yourselves muted. Keep in mind that this is a motion that we're going to require.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for July of 2020 in the amount of $182,063.34.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Mr. Repay.
The total for the claims is $182,063.34, which is one of the lower ones, although there is a lot of work still going on. Mainly, we'll begin with the engineering work for Patrick for the Lake Station levee project for $56,715.40. We went into our second, we're actually into our third cycle, but this payment is for the second cycle of mowing the levees for $22,135. Our contractor, Glem, for the pump stations for this month was $10,615. And then we have some legal fees with Abrahamson Reed and Bills. That's pertaining to the parcels of property that we are going to get off the commissioner's sale that we will be deeded to us on July 30th, that is for $10,920. There's a couple other smaller ones from Great Lakes, Northern Indiana Mechanical. They removed a blockage for us at Kennedy. And then reimbursements for both the city of Crown Point and the town of Griffith. Beyond that, that's about the extent of all of our excitement in our bills.
All right, to back to the commissioners. Anybody have any questions specific to these expenses for Mr. Repay? Looking. Be there none. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert, you're muted.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, paying the bills, that's a good thing. Next up is taking care of Project Tracker, which I'll roll into the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Repay.
Okay, probably the bigger items are, and later on in the agenda, is the Lake Station Dam and Trail Project. We've been working with Patrick on that, as well as Paul Daniels, NIPSCO, the City of Lake Station. Well, we're now at the point where we're accepting the bids to actually construct it. By the package that I was dropped off, the custody of the bids were given to Jody this afternoon. They were to be delivered by 3:00. They got there. She has dropped them off at my house because I had no car. And now we have 4 bidders for tonight's Deep River project. The other project that we're dealing with is Hart's Ditch. That's the issue that is, there was an overbuild by the Army Corps for about 600 feet of levee. We have 5 bidders for that. That will be opened as well, and that will be completed this year. We have, we're gonna do some, well, we already did our inspections for this year. We finished the last one in Highland was yesterday. So all of Gary was successful, and we received a letter to that effect that we were all acceptable in Gary and Griffith. Hammond and Munster went the prior week, which was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then Highland levee system was done yesterday. And just by the initial comments from the Corps, they didn't find anything substantial. So I would expect later in the month of August, a successful and acceptable levee segment. So all of our segments will be acceptable, I'm assuming, for another year in 2020. We've been working pretty diligently on the property acquisition side, getting easements from the City of Hammond, Hammond Sanitary District, Town of Munster, the Town of Highland, North Township, and the Griffith Redevelopment Commission for the Griffith Golf Course easement. So we did quite a few. I think there was 20 some parcels altogether that we recorded. We have an additional parcel, couple parcels to still do, just from a technical standpoint, and they're all in Gary, in the City of Gary, their park departments. So we should have that by next meeting, a good amount completed for that. The Hart Ditch Bank Stabilization Projects, both for the Independence Park one, that project is complete. They've already seeded it. The one for Twin Creeks, Lake County has agreed to extend the stabilization, that additional 300 feet that we talked about at the last meeting. They did that in a morning meeting today. And then we have the Camellia one, which they are continuing to work on. They had a little bit of a stall because of a utility issue, but now they are progressing. I just drove by it today. Culverts under I-94 with Hasse, they have completed all of the culverts that run underneath Georgia. They've completed the westerly most culvert underneath I-94, so they have 3 more to go. And then we will be done with that. So far, no issues have been reported back to us. Marshalltown levee repair is going along well. Besides someone that tried to dump some material, and our new video cameras at our pump station caught the offender, so that will be turned over to the Gary Police Department. That'll be an interesting one. So if you want to dump near our pump stations, and by the way, John Garcia tried to chase them down, which probably wasn't the best move. So way to go, John. The 35th and Chase emergency repair of the culvert that we talked about that had collapsed during a previous rain event. We sought proposals from three different companies, and because of the fact that it is compromising our protection, going back to the Village Shopping Center, the Police and Fire Training Center, as well as Gary Public Transportation, I believe that was, who was it? Did I have, Dyer Construction was the lowest bidder on that. Kennedy Avenue Bridge, we've asked an engineering firm to relook at it to give us a better design so we can accomplish that. And they're going to give us some prices as to what that will take to fix. Our good old deep tunnel trash rack, which is causing us constant trouble at Griffith, which is the Katie Marsh sort of bypass. We're having, I know I work with Mr. Gazdecki. I've talked to some engineering folks about how to correct that problem. The issue is the trash rake doesn't work. And every large rain event, we have to manually get it, people in there with tractors and in front excavators, I'm sorry, to remove that debris. So we're looking for some sort of redesign of that project. So beyond that, we've been lucky with no really big large rain events, although today could be one. I keep on looking out my window, and I will take questions if there's anything else that I have not spoken about.
Okay, I'll bring it back to the commissioners. You guys have any questions for Mr. Repay, kind of raise your hand. Don't forget to unmute your microphone. And we'll start with whom? Mr. Broad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hey, Dan, thanks for that report. I have just a few questions on some of the items towards the back end of your report. Sure. Starting at Marshalltown and going down from on Marshalltown, you have a note that says we need to see, and this is a minor issue, I think we need to seed maybe in the fall. Was that in the contract already? Is that, or is that a change maybe?
I didn't catch that. I apologize.
Sorry, I know with all of the connections, let me talk a little bit slower. Marshalltown levee repair. One of your notes in your summary says we will need to seed later this summer or fall. Is that
correct
in the contract, or will that be a change?
No, they will seed it, but we have to watch the timing of the seeding, because if you put it in the middle of August, it's going to burn up and you'll never be able to get it to germinate. So
right,
that's just something that we have to be mindful of, so that likely it will look incomplete, but we will seed it probably in September, October, where it will then hopefully prosper.
But that was already in their scope, or will
correct
that be-
Order. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is on the next item, 35th and Chase, emergency repair. I think I read something in your an earlier report, maybe in your email before the formal report, that it was an aluminum culvert, and I suspect that will fail again under 35th. Is the contract, is Dyer going to give us any sort of engineering report, or, you know, basically a better design, so we don't just keep throwing money in and it, you know, fails again in 5 or 10 years? Because once it fails the first time, the repair may not last as long as the original situation.
This is going to be a brand new concrete structure. So okay. No longer aluminum.
Reinforced concrete. Okay. It's probably a square, a box.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then one other question. This is the last one I have on Kennedy. Just reading the note here on the new design, or adding basically piers in the middle of the water, which we were trying to avoid before. And I know we've been messing around with this one for a while. Are we getting information back from engineers, maybe Seabarbo or somebody? I know we hired them to look at some things, that the cost is due to the long span, and therefore maybe the bridge deck is really thick or something like that? Is that what's happening?
That's what the thought process is the fact that there is a long span, which is causing that price to go up. If you remember about two years ago, the price came back for the total replacement of that bridge to be nearly $9 million. Mm-hmm. So the thought was, if we can reduce the spans on it and have one support in the waterway, then that would be significantly reduce that cost.
Okay. And I'm trying to remember what it looks like today. Are there like three sets of piers in the water?
There's
right now?
Four. There's four.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anybody else? I'm not going to let them go that easy. So, Mr. Repay, with regards to the culverts underneath the Borman Expressway, am I hopeful the contractor's doing video for us?
That's correct.
And when is that anticipated to be completed again?
I mean, it's really weather dependent. It was scheduled to be done by now, but if you remember, our May was a little bit soggy, and so was the early part of June, so you couldn't do any work. But I would anticipate the first culvert, which is the one that's the most westerly, is the one that is usually filled with the most sediment. So as it goes to the east, they have less and less sediment, so they'll be going quicker. So they've already completed the most difficult one. And so the other ones, I would anticipate, if it's the 15th, I would think by the end of this month, they should be complete for it and the videotaping.
Right. Now, is this the second or the third one since the flood?
This is the second time we've done it.
All right. So obviously, it's not going to be as challenging as it was that first time. That was, 5 years ago?
That's correct. We have to do them every 5 years. We videotape them and send it to the Corps to make sure the integrity of those culverts underneath I-94 is in good shape.
All right. So there's no schmutz coming in from like the last time we were doing this?
Well, there's always schmutz.
All right. But not coming in from the, what is that stuff called, from the porn from the concrete on the expressway?
Yeah, no, there was that slurry in that one, but there was never that stuff, that material found in these culverts. Those were found in the side culverts.
10-4. All right, and then back to the inspections. I mean, that you said that they were all completed. When's the paperwork and all that start, get finalized again? Is that towards the end of the summer?
Yeah, we have one. We did get a letter on the 9th or 10th of July for all of Gary telling us that we were successful in it, and that will or should be posted on our website by either tomorrow at the latest. But you'll be able to see the whole report if you want to read it and see what the deficiencies were. And then for Hammond and Highland and Munster, they usually turn around in 3 weeks, so I would say by our next meeting we should get another letter stating our status.
Thank you. And then the next one was Mrs. Mills, the project manager from the Army Corps of Engineers. Will we have an opportunity to see her one more time before she moves on?
I don't think so.
Really?
Okay. I don't. Yeah, I think she's already, I mean, we still talk via email, but I don't think she'll be at any more of our meetings. She's taken a role of a coordinator position with EPA and defense, and I don't, what, like one other agency, but good for her. And we still email just so that the new or the old new project manager is up to speed on everything that's going on.
All right, and then when is his first reintroduction to us? And we're talking about the new project manager from the Corps, who, just to prove that again, that everything in life is cyclical, is the same property manager we had up until the flood in 2008. When does he come back?
He could be on today for all I know. I don't know who's all on this call, but if he's not on this one, I guess our next one that's live, he'll be there, I'm assuming.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's it for me. Does anybody else have any other questions for Mr. Repay? Wave your hands, be there none. All right, moving right along. All right, next up is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to approve resolution 2020-04. An interlocal agreement with the Maryville Stormwater Utility for the Meadowdale Lateral Flood Wall Storage Basin Watershed Project in the funding amount of $426,625.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. There's a motion.
Second.
Okay, when you're all muted, I can't hear. I've got a motion, no second.
I heard a second from Mr. Wieczynski.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Repay, anything to add on this?
This is just our typical interlocal agreement. You guys had approved the application at the last meeting, and then we approved the interlocal at the following They, meaning the Maryville Stormwater Utility, will also pass a very similar interlocal agreement for both of these next two projects.
And then just to add for the public, interlocal agreements are between the commission and that local municipality or their designated municipal body. They're the contractor. They're the one that goes out. We're funding that particular work. They meet all of our specifications and provide all of us, or provide us with all the applicable drawings and whatnot. And they pull draws from us just like a normal construction project. That said, we got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruschinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos. Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and approve Resolution 2020-5, which is an interlocal agreement with the Maryville Stormwater Utility for the Taft Place Bonaire Lake Outlet Watershed Project. Funding amount for this project, $74,572.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we got a second. Same lineup, Mr. Repay. You watching the rain outside? Are you sitting in your garage now?
I am. I'm actually looking at the radar too. So, okay. We're same lineup. They have to pass an interlocal. You've already passed the application.
All right, any questions on this one? Discussion? One, two, three, be there or none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruschinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Outstanding. Moving right along as we take care of decade-long issues throughout the watershed.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a consulting agreement with Deanna Francoeur Schmidt in the amount of $75,000 to conduct and compile interviews of individuals with information to document the 2008 flood event.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay, brief overview of what this is all about.
Well, we've talked about it for a long time, about actually putting some documentation to the 2008 event before everyone leaves, retires, or forgets or dies. So this is going to do that, and we're gonna document it to a point where the next step will then be to put it into something that when we're all gone, people will know the history of the project prior to 2008, what happened in 2008, and then what is happening going forward.
Outstanding. Anything else to talk about that? I mean, obviously, I'll make a couple of comments as it relates to this. In 2018, it was the 10-year anniversary. We realized that we were spending all the time fixing, decades of neglect and doing the maintenance requirements on the flood control project, but always referencing, 2008. And we thought, as a part of the recreational component of this as well, that we would also have a historical background, so as we move on to better places, there's something that can show those that come after us and the next group of stewards why this is such an important situation and a project for the region that will have to be upkept well past our tenure. Thank you. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruschinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, gentlemen, moving along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the sluice gate maintenance and operation agreement with First Response Maintenance for biannual service at Griffith Burr Street, Gary South, Gary North A, Gary North B, in Marshalltown.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay?
For many years, we've had Garcia, and they doing this type of work, and they've done a great job. But at this time, it's just, you know, we're going to move to a new group that is based out of Gary, taking care of the Gary gates. I've already given them an introduction to what is happening. They've actually experienced it. They watched it. And so they're in charge of making sure all the gates go up and down. And in the event of an emergency or a problem, they will be called out. And since they're local, it'll be a heck of a lot, hopeful shorter trip to open and close the gates that we need done.
All right. Any other discussion on this one? Either none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Taking care of business. Moving along, gentlemen.
Hello.
Number five.
Mr. Chairman, I move to open bids for Stage 5 Phase 2 levy modification at Wicker Memorial Park Golf Course Project and award to the lowest and most responsive bidder, pending review by attorneys.
Thank you. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repe.
Yeah, this is unusual because usually you do it in a public forum, so you're stuck in my living room today.
And it's a nice living room too.
Thanks. I'll let my wife know. She decorated it. So what I'm gonna do is try to show to the camera what time they came in, that they're sealed, and I'm gonna open them. And it's gonna take some time because I don't probably have a trusty assistant. So just I guess you guys could keep going or talk or do whatever you want, but.
All right, Mr. Wicklund, can you unmute your mic, please? May I ask you a question under this unique scenario? How do we be able to do this as it relates to Dan and opening up these public bids? Is there anything specific that he needs to do that you guys have talked about that we should be aware of?
Actually, no. I think that what he described, how he described it, is very similar to what you do in a face-to-face situation. So. I think we either wait or we could go on to the construction services agreement with Patrick. That might take some time.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to buy some time so he could open them, but he's looking like he's picking his beard instead of opening up.
No, I'm waiting to hear what you want me to do. I don't want to open any of these.
Open the damn envelopes, will you?
10-4.
So, okay. So we have to show it to the camera. And what else has to happen, Mr. Wicklund? I mean, he should also be able to state the total amount.
I would say the total amount, the bidders, names of the bidders, amount of the bid, and that's it.
Who are you opening, right, Dan?
What's that?
Who did you show us? What envelope?
Oh, I'm sorry. That first one was Dyer. It was received today at 1:25 p.m. So they're going to be in order of when we received them.
And give the contract amount as well, Dan.
Yeah, so the first one is Dyer. Their bid, if I'm looking at this correctly, is $118,500.
Bingo.
So I'm using the best steak knife that I've got, I think. Which I'm sure will be a great thing. The next one is from Austin. That was received at 1:40 today.
And this is for Wicker Park on the levee. And what hole is that? That's 1, 2, 3, between 3 and 4. And is this that particular project, Dan?
This is a part of segment 5-2.
Right.
But on the golf course, yes, it's between 3 and 4.
So if you do the walk around, everybody, that, you know, when you're up along the Hart Ditch, before you go up the hill or come down the hill, there's that little building there that's kind of a quasi pump station. That levee right there needs to be shaved down because it did not settle. So, all right, go ahead, Dan.
So Austin's bid was 73,000. 094, 73,094. The next one here is Grimmer. That was received at 2:25 this today. All bids were due into our office by 3 p.m. Grimmer's bill or Grimmer's estimate or proposal is $90,330. The next one here is from FH Passion, received today at 2:40. It's sealed. And this isn't probably the best way to do this, but I'm looking. Their bid, if I look at this correctly, is $261,000. $261,000.
They were in meters.
Yeah.
Next one here is from Gary Up. Received at 2:50 today. 2:50 from Gary Up. I apologize to all the contractors that this is how it's got to be done, but
that their first rodeo.
I understand. So Gary Up's bid is $79,700. Now, those are all subject to review by the engineers. If I misread anything or anything like that, I don't think I did, but those are the unofficial numbers. Do I need to read them over to anybody? Everyone's got them?
Everybody's got them.
Okay.
Do anything else with that one, Mr. Wicklund? So we're moving on, correct?
Yep. That's fine.
Moving on.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to open bids for the Deep River Rock Riffle Improvement Project and award to the lowest and most responsive bidder pending review by attorney and staff.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. So, Mr. Repay, where's Rock Ripple? Broad Ripple?
No, it's Rock Riffle. It's gonna be about like four little ponds for the dam that we're gonna fix. First one, contractor is from Grimmer. We received it at 2:25 this afternoon. So Grimmer is 2:25. There are four bidders that we have. Like I said, we're just going by the order that we received them. And hopefully, I'm not blind. Good. Maybe I should have gotten my glasses.
All right, wait, so we should. Did we do a voice bid, a voice vote yet, or?
We did not.
Motion in a second. So let's do a voice bid. We're going to allow Mr. Repay to open up the bids. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one was for Grimmer. Their bid is $6,436,472. $6,436,472.
Big project.
Next one is Hassie. Hassie came in at 2:35 today to drop off their bid. And
dramatic pause.
Well, I'm trying. I don't want one. I feel a lot of pressure right now.
There's a lot of people looking at you.
It's like a 6-foot putt for like the win.
Yeah.
So their bid comes in at $4,685,000.
That's Hassie?
That's correct. There's a lot of pressure on Matt, feeling it.
It is.
The next one is by FH Passion, received today at 2:40. I'm happy that they at least used 16 points so I could see it. Their bid is $9,059,312. And all these will be reviewed by our engineer and attorney. The next one, last one, 2:45 p.m. for Earthworks Land Improvement. Their bid, if reading it correctly, is $4,423,532. So $4,423,532. So that would conclude, there's some notes there that I can't read, but maybe it's just in handwriting. So like I said, this will all be subject to the engineer and the attorney for its completeness and for proper documentation. So those are the unofficial numbers. If you need me to read those over again, I can.
Any of the commissioners need to hear that again?
No, sir.
All right.
No.
Moving right along.
Mr. Chair, I have a question before we move forward.
Yep.
Jody, did we vote on the motion for the Wicker Memorial Stage 4 mods?
I don't think we did. I actually sent a chat to someone, but I don't think they saw it. But I think we do need to vote on that one.
Let's vote. To me? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Open the bids.
Okay. Is it okay to move forward, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, thank you.
I would like to make a motion to approve Patrick Engineering Construction Engineering Service Proposal Number 2C0WR0040 for the Deep River Waterfall Improvement Project in an amount not to exceed $413,400.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay.
They're going to be the ones that are going to manage this. It appears as though it's a plus $4 million project for us and the intricacies involved with improving that dam structure to the specifications that both DNR, IDEM, and the Corps required, along with the pedestrian bridge. So there are going to be some other amenities involved, and you know, and they're going to be the responsible party to make sure that all happens on time and on budget.
And kind of give us a general geographic location of where this is, Dan. Dan? Look what he froze doing. All right, well, we're not going to do that. All right, we have a motion and a second. I can't wait till this stuff is over. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gosdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks.
No.
Dave Castellanos.
No.
Ron Ware.
Yes. I didn't hear it.
Yes, okay. Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Okay, next up is
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
What was Mr. Ware's, Chairman, Commissioner Ware's vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Also, Mr. Chair, we didn't go into question on that one. In case anybody had any discussion.
Motion and a second, any discussion? Yeah, I went through that. So, again, you have to help me. I can't see 73 things and what's going to happen. So I have to speak up because I'll keep moving along. Next up is statements to the board.
Wait a minute, Bill.
Floor.
Bill, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I think LaVon said a discussion on these particular contracts. I do have a question on for regarding Patrick Engineering and the rest of them. I'd like to know if
the motion carried 6-2, David. I'm not sure why.
Okay, forget it.
I don't know what the rules are with this, Mr. Can you help us?
Well,
like you said, the vote was taken. The topic is closed. You want to reopen? You can do that. I'm not going to say you can't. It's not normal to do it that way. But you've already had a motion, a second discussion, and the vote was taken. So.
And Dave, just so you know, there was some discussion about what I think you might be interested in before you joined the executive.
Yeah, session. During executive session.
I wasn't bringing you back up. I asked if it was an oversight. I didn't even say question and discussion, but it may have been oversight on my part.
I didn't understand that.
Pretty bad, Levon.
Well, can we open up for a discussion or not?
No.
You have something to say, you can say it, but we had a vote.
Yeah, I didn't have a comment further. I thought I just didn't hear him discussing.
Okay. All right, so we're moving along. Statements to the board from the floor.
And, I don't know if Mr. Repe sent a note that, yeah, it looks like all of us. He's not back on yet for what it's worth.
So if you have something to state to help us move this along, I don't know, Mrs. Lambert, you take it, because I can't manage and look at all these people.
Right. I have Lori Zolno wants to make a comment, so go ahead, Lori.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Jody. You guys said there was going to be a new project manager from the Corps, but you didn't say the person's name. Could I get their name?
The name is Ahmad Samara, I-M-A-D-S-A-M-A-R-A.
Thank you, Dan.
Sorry, I got booted off.
That's okay. Thank you.
Came back just in time.
Anybody else, Mrs. Lambert?
Yes, there was one other person that wanted to, Mr. Xavier. You're muted, though, so unmute yourself.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
State your name and address, please.
Okay. My name is Antonio Alvarez. I'm calling out. I'm here to present a question about a piece of property that we own that happens to be within the levee at 8013 Indianapolis Boulevard, just south of the mall that's there, the Planet Fitness Mall, I think it's there. We want to put a billboard on the parcel. We've been in contact the last 2 months with the Army Corps of Engineers, actually for last, at the beginning of the year with Ms. Mills, who's obviously no longer here. And the new contact person was Colin Smalley, I believe his name is, Sergeant Colin Smalley. And we're trying to discover is, I know that if it's 15 feet from the levee, typically, right? If it's a solid wall, 15 feet out would be possible to be outside easements for both the Army Corps, as well as with the little Calvary project. We're trying to figure out where that 15 feet begins and ends. I know it's 15 from the toe of the levee, and that same thing. You know, I'm not an engineer, and everyone's kind of saying the same thing. Regardless, if it's inside the 15 feet, then we want to move forward with trying to apply for some type of variance to allow us to have a billboard on the parcel.
Okay, and is that a statement or?
No, it's an ask, I guess. Or I mean,
this is just statements to the board now from the floor. So I mean, we could take that under advisement, and if you would be able to provide staff with a location, kind of where you're looking to do that, so we have something to review, that would be helpful.
I provided Mr. Repe before about the location, so I guess I could. I'm not sure. I could normally, if it was an open meeting, I'll bring copies of what we have. But if there's a way to upload something through this board system, first I'm on Zoom, so I'm not sure how this works, but I could do that now, or I could just forward it to Mr. Repe again.
Yeah, just forward it to the office. That would be the best, sir, as far as helping us move this along.
Okay. And then I guess the other question versus statement is, I'm assuming these variants have been applied for in the past. What is the length of time to get back some sort of questioning? Is possible, not possible, or if it's even in the easement zone?
I'm not going to answer for Mr. Repay. That's going to be something that he'll have to review, but obviously it's very much predicated on the location, what's going to happen, all of the other aspects, where it sits, how much flowage goes through there, all the core information that needs to be done. So I don't know, speed of government, I've heard that before, but we'll do the best we can to be able to help move it and get you an answer as soon as we can.
I appreciate that. The reason I asked that is, besides doing with your project, I also have to coincide with the Army Corps, DOT, and then of course Hammond, who was also in the loop. Everyone's kind of leaning towards Army Corps, and Army Corps is leaning towards you guys. So I guess you're the first kind of part of the fence is handling this portion of it. So I just want to make sure I'm doing stuff procedurally correct.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Mrs. Lambert?
I do not see anyone else that has a comment but has their hand raised, so I think that we are good.
Okay, I'll bring it to the board. Let's kind of move this thing along. I'm just going to go in my little lineup order here. Mr. Ware, you're first. Anything to say?
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Broadnecks?
Yeah, just a sort of public service reminder for everyone to heed the warnings. We're seeing spikes in COVID-19, which obviously is the reason we can't meet in person or decided not to. And we much prefer to meet in person, but we just hope that you'll all heed the warnings and social distance. And maybe we can get to phase 5 a little bit sooner in Indiana. And hopefully everybody's safe and healthy. Bigger issues in the river.
Mr. Gizdecki.
I'm just looking forward to see some nice construction happen for us for the balance of the year. Obviously, there's some money to be spent and dispersed, and hopefully the low bidders in all these situations respect the guidelines that we established in the invitation for bid.
Thank you. Mr.
Wyszlinski. Well, same thing with Tom. We got a lot of stuff happening here, a lot of things moving, and a lot of good things are going to happen before the end of the year. So hopefully everybody kind of heeds what's going on. I do want to acknowledge one of our partners, longtime partners, has helped Dan and the board tremendously. John Bach from Highland is retired, and we want to wish him well. He's been a great, great asset to the commission, and we're going to miss his expertise.
Thank you. Mr. Wicklund.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Ochi.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Whitaker.
Just want to thank everyone for coming out. I think this is one of the larger crowds we've had on the Zoom call, Zoom video conferencing. So thank you for your persistent interest in what we are doing. Going back to what your commissioners have already reiterated regarding the requirements or bids. We talked about it a little bit before. Make sure that all of our metrics are met, especially for those who are taking an interest in bidding during the season and that have already bid in the past. We're hoping that you step up and become compliant and remain compliant with everything that we have inside of it. We made a great effort with our participation, trying to get the word out. Mr. reached out to some people and he hadn't heard back from them, one of our people here in the region. Mr. Rookwell was able to get some traction. So hopefully we get some participation consistently so that we can get more people in our community involved. Lake County is about 40% minority, and we need to make sure that we diversify the opportunities for
Mr. Castellanos.
Yes, first of all, I want to agree with Tom Gazecki. He's right. I'm looking forward to this construction season open up so everybody can go back to work. But also like to report that Marshalltown, the community, are really sticking their necks out and helping us out. They formed a band of group of people to stop people from going in fly dumping at the Marshalltown levee. They're doing a good job on that, and they definitely need accolades and help. Also, I would like to mention the fact that the Audubon Society is teaming up with the IUN along with the Marshalltown to put in a some form of project to protect birds and other species in the levee watershed system. And they got a proposal that's coming forth pretty soon for us to consider. The other thing is the fact that the IUN on the part of the Chase Street Spring, they're in the process of doing a book on the Chase Street Spring in regards to the fact that how prehistoric it was there, that this particular spring runs 24 hours, 7 days a week, and people still there go and get their water. So just want to report that this is what the people are doing within the watershed. That's really that we're not hearing and we're not seeing, but they're there to help us out. Also, I would like to comment on what LaVon said. We definitely like to see on these contracts that these major contractors, hopefully that they enjoin or solicit minority contractors participate, because this is a great opportunity for them to build the relationships at the same time build up the community. And that's basically it. And then I want to also wish my condolences to Dan Repay on the passing of his cousin. I hope everything goes well with your family. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, Mrs. Lambert.
I've got nothing to add.
All right, next meeting date, please, ma'am.
April 19th, August 19th.
Okay.
August 19th.
August 19th, a place to be determined. Please check the website. We're trying to get on the road. I don't know how that's going to work with COVID, but we'll see what happens. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We'll talk about it in August. Thank you, everybody, for helping us. Be safe.